This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They have their big show coming up on 4th of July, but of a different sort. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us here on my show, America Tonight. Glad to have you on board. So the 25-year-old is Cassidy Hutchinson, a former White House aide. All of what centered about January 6th centered around her during the day. She said that Donald Trump, the former president, knew the crowd he amassed in Washington on January 6th was armed and could turn violent, but he wanted security protections lifted. And, of course, who is Hutchinson specifically? She was an aide to Mark Meadows, so she was there in the White House. She paraphrased the former president's objections to the presence of the magnetic meters to detect weapons, even. She said, you know, this is what he said, saying that the former president said, you know, I don't effing care that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me. Take the effing mags away. Let my people in. They can march to the Capitol from here. Let the people in. She testified that the former prez tried to grab the steering wheel of the presidential limo from a Secret Service agent when he was told that it was not safe to go to the Capitol. And then there were other moments during her testimony. She said inside the White House, he threw dishes. Trump threw dishes, splattered ketchup on the wall when he learned his attorney general had publicly shot down his false allegations, is what she said, of a stolen election. So is it a smoking gun or is it a water gun? I mean, you know, The former president on his social media immediately sent out on his platform that it was erroneous, essentially, that it was just fake nonsense. And there were other people that jumped on board as well. The Secret Service, will they challenge her account that, you know, the president went after a Secret Service agent who wouldn't let him get the wheel of the car, turn the wheel of the limo, the presidential limo, nicknamed the Beast, and get it down to the Capitol? That would be interesting to see if that happens, because they are apparently prepared to testify that he didn't do that, that he didn't commandeer the limo on the 6th, despite her account. The lead agent, Bobby Engel, who was the lead agent then of the presidential limousine detail, and the SUV driver, I guess, are prepared to testify supposedly under oath that neither was assaulted and that the president never lunged for the steering wheel. That came out from NBC. I was watching their account, and their chief White House correspondent, a guy named Peter Alexander, said that he had a source close to the Secret Service saying that they're prepared to testify that that's not true, that that didn't happen. So that would certainly dampen her credibility. That's why I said, you know, is it a water gun or is it a smoking gun? It certainly garnered a lot of attention during the day. It was some of the water cooler buzz, I guess. You know, as I like to say, there was lots and lots of conversation about it. But it wasn't the only thing that people were talking about. I think the other thing that's being talked about a lot and certainly gets under my skin is now we see that those that are being smuggled into the United States, you have 51 dead in this truck coming across the border, a truck full of illegals that want to come to the United States now dead, no water, no air, no anything. And what a disaster. And this is a disaster that is getting worse at the border. When so much else is flying around, this gets shoved off and not talked about, I think, enough. When you look at Arizona, when you look at Texas, when you look at any of the states along the border, but particularly those two, California, same thing, but it seems like they're nailing a lot of what's happening in California. So policies are failed. Policies aren't working. This is ridiculous. There has to be a way to deal with this. In my entire career, it's been the potato that's been passed. During the Reagan administration, there were laws that were on the books that I think could have prevented some of what we're seeing. But I think there should certainly be outrage over what happened with the over the policies we now have and over what happened with those people being smuggled over in the truck that didn't survive. Ghislaine Maxwell finally gets her comeuppance. Why do we care about this? Because this is the gotcha moment for Jeffrey Epstein's sins. She was sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for carrying out years and years long schemes with her confidant Epstein to groom and sexually abuse underage girls. He had lots of money and power, and she liked to be with Jeffrey Epstein, Maxwell did. So she didn't testify in her defense during the trial last year, but it ended with her conviction. And now it's the sentencing. So the prosecutors had asked for 30. She got 20, which I think says something, although, and her attorneys wanted a more lenient sentence of, 4 to 5 years, so that didn't happen. So 20, I think, is pretty good compared to what it could have been. She was also sentenced to 5 years of supervised release and a $750,000 fine, which her attorney says she can't pay. She's going to be sent to a federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut. Remember Epstein, if you don't know the story. He pled guilty in 2008 to state prostitution charges. He was indicted on federal sex trafficking charges in July of 2019, but he died by suicide in prison a month later. So they found Maxwell and had her arrested in July of 2020, and then the case went from there when as they gathered even more evidence. And the victims certainly had, I think, at least a moment in court where, you think of the lasting effects on them. And they say that one of the victims said the final insult was her lack of remorse after being found guilty. And the one of the victims said she was a manipulative, cruel, and merciless person. And she could have stopped the abuse, the molestations, the manipulations, all that. And she did not do it. So finally somebody gets what they deserve, and it's definitely her. You had plenty of thoughts on what's been going on around this nation. We're going to go to the mailbag next.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Indeed, we don't have to dig very hard. So many of you always fill the coffers. You can too, by the way, if you're listening to this segment. How in the world do I get a hold of Kate? You do it really easy. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. All right, this one is from Malcolm. Wow, we've gotten a lot of emails lately from Malcolm. And Malcolm says, hey, Kate Delaney, I am listening to this testimony about what the president supposedly did on the 6th. And I wonder who else will back up what this young woman is talking about, that Trump took the steering wheel and lunged at a Secret Service agent after being told he couldn't go to the Capitol, and seems a little suspicious to me. Not that he couldn't be upset and something couldn't happen, but is it absurd, or is it at all based in reality? And will we ever get a clear picture of the timeline of January 6th? And what I mean by that is the timeline that we don't know, the things that we don't know about 1600 Pennsylvania, you know, Avenue, as to what it was like when everything took a turn for the worst. I think there is a lot of shuffling going on both sides, and you know exactly what I mean by that. It's no mystery that you know, there are people that want to hammer Trump, and it's no mystery that people on the right want to hammer back. It's like, I'm for common sense. Could we ever have more common sense when it comes to what's happening politically speaking, by the people who are elected to run our country. Could we ever have common sense? Are you kidding? Have you read about things that have happened in previous White Houses? Have you read about what it's like to be president? The story is definitely interesting, like how much of the portrait that she's painting, because she was the senior aide to Meadows, Mark Meadows, who was chief of staff, and you know, what detailing this physically grappling with the head of the Secret Service detail when he said he couldn't go to the Capitol, and that you know, over the course of 2 hours, we've learned that, you know, who the people were headed, they were armed, and they were headed to the Capitol, and was the president, according to her, seemed uncaring about the potential for violence. But then you have the Secret Service saying that they're willing, that they could, supposedly, they could testify that that's not true at all, right? So the focus, certainly, on Tuesday was the former president. And not just him, though, because Hutchinson talked about her boss, Meadows, and also Rudy Giuliani, too, as well, and what they were talking about with, you know, fraud and pardons and all of that. And at the close of the hearing, Liz Cheney, the congresswoman, Republican congresswoman from Wyoming, who has definitely earned the black sheep title among other Republicans, but she's the committee's vice chair, revealed what could be seen as evidence of possible witness tampering by some of Trump's people who worked with Trump in the White House, based on some of the messages shown by Liz Cheney, that they were pressing witnesses to do the right thing when speaking to the committee, and they, you know, that they're not speaking to the committee. So they ended the day by saying that she showed courage to come forward and tell the story. So she had spent many hours in private with committee members and lawyers, and you know, the Justice Department last week came up with a public appearance and the video clips and all of that. They said weren't enough because her appearance would be carry more weight. And, you know, Hutchinson paraphrased Giuliani, saying that the days ahead of the attack would be an exciting day. And she described Mark Meadows as unwilling to tell Trump to call off the attackers as the Capitol was under siege and all of that. And she said that Meadows said the president was alone and didn't want to be bothered. So I don't know. Where do they go from here, I guess, is what's next? And who else is possibly going to give any encapsulated portrait of what it was like at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. All right, this one is from Jake, and Jake says, "Hey, Kate, like you, now you're a former Texan, but you know how atrocious, outrageous, despicable, I can use so many different words, it is, the scenarios, the situations at the border, and hearing about the 103-degree heat that the rest of the nation is hearing that we're dealing with in Texas, and 51 illegals stuffed in a semi-truck in Laredo, and, you know, that set off there and stopped in San Antonio because there was a mechanical problem. What a terrible, terrible thing. And I think it just highlights what people do not realize is going on. Wake up, America. There is a real problem at the border." Well, you know what? Absolutely. And you know I know, because I've talked about it many, 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 many times. I think the entire time I've been on the air. In fact, I know the entire time I've been on the air, I've talked about it. through different administrations, what policies are. And you look at now what the policy is, open border policy. And when you have the open border policy, but it's not quite what you think an open border policy is, it sets up maybe some of these worst scenarios. So blame is being defected all over the place, but it's not right. It's horrifying. It's terrible. It's heartbreaking. It's awful. I mean, it's a criminally smuggling industry that they prey on migrants because they know they can get them. They want to get out of situations that are terrible. Now, some survived, and I think 13 right now are, it looks like they've survived this with various injuries, but it's not good. Of course, it's being investigated. That's always what you hear. But this is the deadliest human smuggling that we've seen on our soil since 2003. Then 19 people died inside the rear compartment of an 18-wheeler. People were horrified by that. They were going from South Texas to Houston, so you can imagine the reaction to this one. This one is from Annabelle. I like that name, Annabelle. And Annabelle says, hey, Kate, in my neighborhood, I like when you say it's the water cooler buzz. I stole your phrase, gave you credit, and told the ladies at Cards today about water cooler buzz. And everybody was complaining about flying somewhere, worried about it. They were complaining about gas. And we're talking about fireworks and where they're going to go to see fireworks celebrations because of the traffic. So if you were watching fireworks on TV, what would you watch? So it sounds like you're bailing on going to fireworks. What would I watch? You know what? They have Macy's has fireworks that I don't know how much they pump into it, but it's pretty incredible. You know, you see it over the Statue of Liberty and Manhattan and all of that. It's like the East River. So if you're watching the tube, it'd be entertaining, and it just would be, you know, what I call eye candy. You look up and you would just see an incredible, look up at your TV and see an incredible, incredible show. The advantage of the people that are in New York physically to see that is there's so many places you could be where you wouldn't have lots of crowds and you could see it, right? I mean, there is a disadvantage, but if the word is out and you know where those fireworks shows are in your towns and suburbs and cities, you know, there's traditions and people want to go, but now it's like you have to wait for hours and hours and hours, and then you got to go early. That's why you have to do that, because you want to have a good seat so you can actually see the fireworks. Ooh, I like fireworks. I cannot wait for 4th of July.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Illinois State Senator Darren Bailey won the Republican primary for governor on Tuesday, setting up a showdown with incumbent Governor J.B. Pritzker in November. Endorsed by former President Donald Trump during a rally on Saturday, Bailey has been a vocal critic of Pritzker, specifically over his COVID-19 lockdown policies. A new dashboard from the California Attorney General's office has leaked the personal information of thousands of the state's gun owners. The California Department of Justice launched its 2022 firearms dashboard portal on Monday. The portal featured data on the state's gun purchases as well as concealed carry license holders. As of Tuesday afternoon, the dashboard appears to have been pulled from the website. You're listening to USA Radio News. Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend and business partner will spend the next two decades behind bars.
Convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell is being sentenced to 20 years in prison for helping Jeffrey Epstein abuse underage girls. One of her victims, Elizabeth Stein, was in the courtroom as Maxwell, dressed in prison blue scrubs, heard her fate. Prosecutors had wanted Maxwell to be sentenced to between 30 and 55 years. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The vast majority of Americans are cutting back on their spending because of rising inflation, according to new survey data by Provident Bank. The report found 83% of those surveyed have cut back on personal spending, with 23% saying they've made, quote, drastic changes. Many Americans are struggling to purchase basic necessities as gas prices hit record highs earlier this month. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
To have Dr. Edith Eger on the show with us. I'm sure you've heard her name. She's been on everywhere. Oprah's had her on so many times. And she is a native of Hungary. She was a teenager in 1944 when she certainly experienced one of the worst hells you can imagine to the human race that we've ever known. As a Jewish person living in a Nazi-occupied Eastern Europe, she and her family, of course, were sent, sadly, to Auschwitz, the heinous, horrible death camp. And boy, has she inspired so many people. And why she talks about it, she wasn't a victim. She did not live like a victim despite what happened. And she's got an exciting new book out called The Gift. We're going to talk about how you can pre-order it in just a moment. Dr. Edith, thank you so much for coming on with us. It's such a thrill for me to have you on the show. And you heard what I said about not being a victim, and you talk about that all the time.
Yes, I do, honey. I think I was victimized. It's not my identity, but I refuse to be a victim because I like to have joy and passion in my life. And that's why I think it's important for me to tell people. But even in the hell of Auschwitz, you can find a beautiful life within you and never give up and you find hope in hopelessness, and especially now when we are locked in, I like to inspire people to take time out and look at themselves and their lives and see in what way they can possibly do it better. Families can make more rules. Couples can really decide that they may want to get married again and become a little more closer. So I'm always looking to be for something rather than against.
If you went back in your mind to what happened to you there, was that what kept you alive, that you dug deep so that even at that young age, knowing this is what I have to do to survive this?
I think I was 16 years old in love, and I always said to myself, if I survive today, then tomorrow I'm going to see my boyfriend, because he told me I have beautiful eyes and I have beautiful hands. So, yes, during the day I looked up and all I saw was fire in a gas chamber, and so never knew what will happen when 4 o'clock we stood in line and we took a shower. We didn't know whether gas is going to come out or who there. But at night I was in a different place, a different time. I moved into my spiritual part, and that's what I'm hoping, that I can inspire people to move beyond the body and the mind into the spiritual dimension.
So let's talk about your book, The Gift, 12 Lessons to Save Your Life. It comes out in the U.S. on September 15th. It's coming out internationally. You can pre-order it. Talk about this book. What is this book about?
I think after the choice, people kept telling me that they're not done with me. I must write another book that is going to be a self-help book. So after every chapter, there is a how-to. So I see what I lived, honey. And so that's why I think I have that credibility, because I'm a very sophisticated licensed clinical psychologist. So Auschwitz was an opportunity for me to discover that part in me that no Nazi could ever take away from me. They could throw me in a gas chamber, but they could never, ever, ever murder my spirit.
Yeah, and what a spirit you have. There's no question. We've seen that shine through on so many of the interviews that you've done.
Yes, I still do the high kick on the Zoom.
You do, and again, you are 90-plus years young. You look like you're 70 at the most. It's incredible, and that's a testament to your life, as you say, to being such an esteemed clinical psychologist and moving on with your life. And you must get great satisfaction out of people saying that you changed their life, that you gave them hope. Does that make you happy?
I think now I am just the happiest ever, and I am so grateful that not God guided me to turn hatred into pity and to be able to survive, but now I'm guiding other people, and this is what I'm hoping, that can be something that is contagious, that people stop being the prisoner or the hostage of the past. I live in a present, and I think young, but I'm not young and foolish. So.
Yeah, there you go. Live in the present. We've heard people say that. And how do you do that? How do you switch your mind? Because there's people listening that think you're brilliant. They're saying, oh, Dr. Eager, help me. What can I do? You have to work at it, right?
Well, if you get up in the morning, I like you to look in the mirror and say to yourself that I love me, because it's not narcissistic. Self-love is self-care. The only one you will have for a lifetime is you. If you wait for other people to make you happy, you're never going to be happy. But what you think, you create. That's very important, and that's really scientific, that you think about your thinking, because what you pay attention to, you're going to, you know, what you think will create your feelings.
Right, so it's your mind, it's what you're thinking and how you live present-centered. And do you think more than ever, and you talked about this because of the era that we're in with the pandemic, that people are making themselves even more of a victim and they're isolating too much and that's tough?
Well, you know, it's temporary. I don't think that we were prepared for it. I am asking people to look at it. I don't know much about football, but there is such a thing as time out. And I think it would be just take time out and take inventory of yourself, where you were and where are you now, because there is such a thing that goes from generation to generation, like mother-daughter relationship. I look at me as a mother that I am very, hopefully, grounded, and I hold my son and take care of him very differently than the father does. I look at the father-son relationship, that the son looks at dad and says, I want to be just like him, or I want to be everything that I'm not. Can you relate to that? Boys, men do that. And then they grow up and they say to themselves, well, I'm going to be a journalist, even though my father wants me to join his million-dollar business. But he has no problem because he gives up the need for his father's approval. But when he said, I'm never going to be like him, then he wants to prove something. And if you want to prove something in life, you're still a prisoner. So that's why it's important to give up the word always, never, I always, I never. Somebody told me the other day, I'm never going to find a man. I say, yeah, you're right. You're never going to find a man. If that's what you think, that's what you're going to attract. So I think it's very important for us to be good parents to ourselves. And dependency breeds depression. So if you wait for someone to come, you're going to be talking to me, and I will tell you in Auschwitz, those people died because no one came. And it was very essential for you to learn how to, not to react, but how to respond. Sometimes people talk too quickly. And I ask people, if you start saying something, ask yourself whether it's really very important, necessary, but most of all, is it kind? Because kindness goes very far with me. I'm still afraid of angry men. I have PTSD, and when I hear the fire engines coming, I want to run to the bomb shelters. So I don't overcome it. I don't forget it, but I came to terms with it. And I think that's important to know that you go through the valley of the shadow of death, but you don't camp there, you don't set up the house or there. I don't live in Auschwitz, and I am grateful, so, so grateful that I can let you know that I'll do everything in my power. That's the purpose in my life, to see to it that your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, I have seven of those, will never, ever experience what I did.
Wow. Dr. Edith Eger, just wonderful to have the wisdom dropped on us the way you have during this interview. And please, please, everyone, pick up her book, The Gift, 12 Lessons to Save Your Life. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Those well
well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Wright joins us. He's written a book called The Blacksmith's Arm. And I want you to picture for a second, and this is like my favorite thing, when you take different eras and combine them. It's almost like time travel, and it is time travel in your mind for sure. That's what's so brilliant about this novel. You got to think, I want you to, before we go to him, think 1630s and 20th century and two different people. And there is a way that they are united, but we're not going to tell you what that's about. We're going to let you find that out when you read the book. Keith, thanks so much for coming on.
It's a pleasure.
What made you decide to write this book? What led you into writing this novel?
Well, I was retired. I was looking for a historical view on certain things that happen in the world, well, in the UK. I was looking for some fun, and with the maybe the help of the odd glass of red wine, I found the fun, and I think you'll find when you read the book, you'll see the fun and you'll enjoy the fun.
How did you come up with the idea of 1630s, you know, 1600s and the 20th century?
There's all sorts of options, obviously, in history, but I thought that the English Civil War was something where families were against each other, nobody really knew what was going on. Certainly the ordinary people didn't know what was going on. And all of a sudden, an army hits them, an army turns up in their village, takes all their food and causes all sorts of havoc, and then just disappears again because there isn't the communication. And that fascinated me because I found it difficult to see myself until you sit back and think about it.
Yeah. And you know, what you did in this story and combining these lives in a way, it's what I alluded to at the beginning in introducing you. Tell us the story. Tell us some of what this novel specifically is about.
Well, it's about two lads. One born in 1600, one born in the 20th century. Now that's miles apart. But when you actually look at what happens to them, when you look at problems with their parents, problems with girlfriends, just problems with life, it's so similar. Well, I made it quite similar anyway. And it is similar. They end up doing the same sort of thing. And the final point, which is a bit of fun, is that if you think about Charles the First in the 1600s, and what will shortly be Charles the Third, the Prince of Wales. Now, I'm not suggesting they're totally similar, but in my book, there's a bit of fun and a bit of similarity.
Yeah, and I think people will find that weaved throughout this. Which, you know, obviously you're living now, but would you have liked to live in the 1600s where one of your characters from?
I think, life was a bit tough in many ways. But, I think what my lad enjoyed in that period, life was quite a bit simpler, quite a bit easier, and people went their own way, and they weren't messed around with all sorts of things like taxes and that kind of stuff. So, I wouldn't mind that.
If you put it that way, I wouldn't mind that either. And this is from a man who was in finance his whole life, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. So, as soon as you said that, I think everybody's ears perked up, that's for sure. So, again, the name of the book is The Blacksmith's Arm. We're speaking with Keith L. Wright. That's how you can find it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. What do you hope people take away from reading your novel?
Pleasure, I think, is the simple answer. I want people to enjoy it. I've written a couple of other books. One of them particularly is just fun. That's the way it is. That's the way I like writing.
So now that you've written a few books, what's next? What's your next adventure going to be?
Well, the one after The Blacksmith's Arm, which will make you smile, is called The Life of a Trouser. And you read about all the fun, believe it or not, that a pair of trousers has. And you've just got to imagine that. You've got to read the book to laugh at that. But that's supposed to be a laugh a page.
Oh, I like that. A laugh a page. I like that. And again, as we said, you can get these books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. For you, has this been great fun doing this?
Yes, it has. Yeah. I've enjoyed every minute of it. So, plus the odd glass of red wine.
I like that you mentioned the red wine. Did you ever think when you were, you know, this busy man in finance, crisscrossing around the country, etc., did you ever think that, hey, someday I'm gonna be a writer, I'm gonna come up with these stories that are rattling around?
I learned a lot from all the people that I met. You know, you go to different parts of England, you meet different communities, and they are very different. Well, they were in those days. Very different. They behave differently. They speak differently. Half the time I didn't understand what they were saying. But, you know, all exciting stuff. And you think, yeah, one day I'll put all this together and we'll find a book out of it.
Yeah.
And I've got three books.
Yeah, three books, that's something. I mean, people talk about writing books and then they never do it, and you've got three, so congratulations on that. And, you know, mentioning your red wine, and I want to tell the listeners how fortunate you are because the Canary Islands is beautiful, and I would find that very inspirational. Has that been a great spot to write?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely wonderful. I mean, it's so beautifully sunny. We have about a day of rain every year. But the rest of the time, it's sunny. Everybody's so friendly. There are people from all over the world that live here. And we all get together in different bars, different restaurants, and just chat. And you learn a lot from that. People throughout the world have different things to say.
I think we should send you a shirt that says, "Warning, I'm an author. You could end up in one of my books," when you're out there talking to people. So, because that could inspire you too as well. Well, I think you're a delight, and this book is definitely a page turner. The Blacksmith's Arm. Keith Wright, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks very much.
And with just a couple of minutes left in this show, no man cave this time around. So in the cave, I've got to tell you this, I watched part of it. It was exciting to see 40-year-old Serena Williams in the first round almost get her way through, which is so odd to say, make her way through because of what a champion she is. But Harmony Tan held on to beat Serena Williams in three sets. She won 7-5. Serena came back, took the second set 6-1, and then she won that third decisive set 7-6. The point total was 10-7. It was close. It was exciting. But the American icon, Serena Williams, did not prevail in the end. So depressing, because imagine if she could break through. It's very, very tough. So the comeback ended just like that in the first round. She really staved off elimination, got rid of a couple of match points. And like I said, for anybody in the crowd, it certainly was thrilling, not thrilling for her to lose. I mean, she came within 2 points of winning, but she couldn't finish the job, making her Wimby debut this time around and bowing out and losing to 115th ranked player. So this might be an indication of, I don't know, how much longer are we going to see Serena Williams? She has won everything forwards, backwards, and in between, and she's excelled on so many big stages. I would think that there may be some consideration there, but you never know. She has the heart of a lion, and so who knows for sure what happens. All right, who knows for sure what happens here, too? The other big story, I think, on the day is, what are the Browns going to do? Deshaun Watson might be suspended for most, if not all, of the 2022 NFL season, if he is, because of those allegations of sexual assault and misconduct from 24 different women in the offseason. Then what about Baker Mayfield, who has already repeatedly said bye-bye to Cleveland in anticipation of being traded somewhere else? But the former number one overall pick was even asked whether he would return if Watson was banned for the season. You know what he said? Unlikely. He said, nah, for that to happen, there would have to be some sort of reaching out. But we're ready to move on, I think, both sides. So there's all this frustration, but no trade has happened. They thought there was going to be a trade before minicamp. It didn't happen. Stay tuned on that one. All right, thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.